Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 19th. God gives mercy because God is God. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Joshua 2:11-13. Rahab was a sinner saved by God's grace. She had been a godless woman living in a godless city, Jericho. One day, two spies from the children of Israel came to see Rahab's city because their leader, Joshua, had told them to. God was going to help the children of Israel fight and take over the whole city of Jericho. Of all the houses the spies could have visited, they visited Rahab's. Rahab had a bad reputation. She had done many bad things, and she was a low woman in her city. But Rahab took the spies in and protected them from the leaders of Jericho who came searching for them. She helped the spies, showing them kindness, and gave them guidance for how to escape. Do you know why? All the people of Jericho had heard about the children of Israel and what their God had done for them. They had heard about how God opened up a dry path through the Red Sea so the Israelites could cross in safety, and then how the Egyptian army was drowned when they followed them and God brought down the waters on them. The people of Jericho had also heard about how God fought with the Israelites, and the people of Jericho were scared that they would be next. Was Rahab like the rest of her people? Was she scared of the children of Israel and their God? Yes. So why did she show kindness to Israelite spies? Rahab was not just scared of God. She believed in Him. She believed that the God of the Israelites was the one true God, everywhere and over all. Rahab believed God, and she feared Him. But in spite of her fear, she had the faith to ask for goodness and mercy and deliverance from death. Based on what she knew of the Israelites' God, based on all that He had already done, she asked for mercy for herself and her family. The Israelite spies agreed. They promised that when they came to take over Jericho, they would protect anyone who was in her house. Even though Rahab knew she was a sinner who didn't deserve mercy, she asked for help from the only ones who could help her. She wasn't asking for mercy based on all the things that she had already done. How could she? But she knew enough about God and all the things He had done. She could ask for mercy in spite of herself and in spite of her fear, because she trusted that He was the kind of God who shows mercy to people who turn to Him. God is the kind of God who shows mercy to undeserving people who call upon Him for help. Am I trusting in the God of the Bible or in myself? On what basis can I hope to have mercy from God? Based on my own good deeds? Based on how well I pray? How can I show by my actions that my faith is placed in the one true God? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 19th.